So you launched a report last week, Human Rights Watch, together with European Disability Forum, on the situation of students with disabilities in European schools. And that quote, sink or swim, is from one mother who told us about how her 16-year-old boy with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder experienced his school. She said to us, there are two situations. Either the children are thrown out, often because they are failing at school, or they're isolated, not supported until they decide themselves to go. It's sink or swim. And that's how she explained the situation for not only her son, but many other children with disabilities who are in the European school system.
So European schools primarily are children of EU staff, not exclusively. And the EU is quite keen to promote itself as being very big on inclusion, but the children of EU staff themselves are having difficulties in their education.
Yes. So basically the European schools, I understand, they run their education system in 20 languages, which is by itself really inclusive. Mm. So that shows a model that they can actually work like this and have children from all these different language groups. But what we've seen over the years from the European Disability Forum point of view is parents coming to us talking about what you see in the report here, sink or swim, that their children are either explicitly rejected or that they're slowly pressurized into removing their child and either sending their child to school in their home country or to a different school here in Belgium. And this, you know, maybe at some point in the past, this was defensible legally, but now the Board of Governors of the European School is the Commission, which also provides, as you'll see in the report, 60% of the funding, and all the other member states. All of these member states and the EU have ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which guarantees the right to inclusive education. So now there's no excuse anymore.
This is a broad range of disabilities as well, isn't it? Including learning difficulties, even things like dyslexia. There was a quote from a girl with dyslexia who was basically said she felt every year like they were just creaming off the best performing students and letting the others fail. Basically, does the European institutions, if they cannot provide for a student, they pay to put them in an international school at a cost of tens of thousands of euros a year?
1.5 million.
1.5 million in total?
Yeah.
And that's about 70 pupils who are going through that at the moment. Yeah. Because the European schools cannot...
Yes.
It's astonishing because, as Catherine mentioned, the schools are obliged to provide education for all children. Mm. And that includes children with diverse learning needs. In every classroom, you'll have kids who are a bit faster and a bit slower at learning any given subject. And instead of accommodating those needs in the classroom, which might mean changing the way that class is taught, various teaching methods that are proven and exist, and there's experts around the world who can actually help teachers learn how to engage a class with different learning needs, they have this policy that they're allowed to reject any student. And that in itself is not only against the rights of these children, but is a cost to the child, their family, and the education system. And instead, if they invested the 1.5 million plus euros in the schools to support these children instead of supplementing their private education, it would go a long way, not only in helping kids with disabilities, but frankly, in the entire classroom can benefit from having a more diverse class.
Let me add there as well that those parents usually would have free education for their kids. So while the costs are reimbursed for the private schools, they're not fully reimbursed. So the parents still are paying extra to have their children educated. And the children are not going to special schools. All the cases that I know, the children are going to mainstream other schools, you know, the German school or the international school where adequate support is provided. So you can't say the children are not capable of learning in a mainstream environment.
Is it the case that there are individual staff who are really taking initiative and doing everything they can? It's just they don't have the sort of top-down support from management.
Absolutely. Many parents we interviewed recognized that there are teachers and assistants who were really trying their best, who had the right attitudes to integrate children with disabilities in the classroom. But again and again, we heard stories from parents and from children who felt like they were isolated, that they were pushed out. And so we put together this report really to bring out their voices because there's so much pressure on them. The report includes only testimonies that are anonymized because people are afraid to speak out, not only because of the repercussions in the school system, but also for the repercussions on the parents who are employees of the European system.
What happens next? How do you further this and how do you keep up the pressure for this to change? And how do you measure whether it's working and changing or not?
Well, we have a number of recommendations in our report. And in particular, we're calling for teachers to be trained in order to accommodate different the needs of different classrooms. Schools also have to provide what we call accommodations. That means adapting teaching materials, including flexibility in the curriculum. What we heard again and again is that there might be children who go into the private primary school system, but once they're getting into the upper levels of the secondary school system, they're told really there's no ending certificate. You won't be able to achieve the baccalaureate. And so then these children either have the option of leaving the school with no certificate at the end of the day or changing quite late in their academic career to another school where they may or may not get the support that they need.
If a parent has their own individual story or case study, is it not too late to sort of tell you guys about it? Maybe that, or where, if someone is encountering problems with the European schools, where should they go for advice and support?
So the first thing that we recommend to people is to go to the European Ombudsman. Now, the European Ombudsman is responsible for monitoring the administration. And so the European Ombudsman can take complaints. After the EU got their recommendations from the UN Expert Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2015, the Ombudsman wrote to the responsible commissioner, Commissioner Georgieva, and asked about this issue. And basically, the committee asked for the schools to stop rejecting children with disabilities. You see how unacceptable that is today, to just reject a child from the classroom on the basis of disability. It's clear, you know, to anyone in the street that this is discrimination. And the commissioner at the time said, this is, even though they pay so much for the school, 60% of the budget, said that they cannot be a fully inclusive system and that they continue to maintain that they have the right to reject children. So we'd like to see them declare that they're going to be inclusive, they're going to align themselves with the international human rights standards, and then afterwards to put in place the policies to make sure that parents would know what to expect. So now you can see that some teachers are doing a great job, and then we hear from parents that they go from one year it's going well and the next year it's a nightmare again for them. So there should be an overall policy and philosophy in the school and then clearly outlined what parents and students can expect. So that's what we're aiming for, that there's a change at the policy level and then afterwards the things that Chanta mentioned are put in place.
And as one of the parents told us, it's not rocket science. This is tried and true measures that schools have. In fact, many member states within the European Union have inclusive education systems in practice. So there's a lot of learning that can go on at the European schools level.
So sharing member of expertise. States.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
How does the European school system compare with what's available in Belgium then? If the European schools cannot accommodate for these people, what are the options in Belgium, if any?
In fact, we met one young boy, 13 years old, who has a learning disability. He went to the European school for primary school. And when he started having difficulties in class, he received an assistant and had support, but that support was in the corridor. They pulled him out of class and took him in the hallway in order to provide him with some assistance, which meant that he was missing out on a lot of the classroom activity and, of course, the inclusion in the classroom. His mother works for the commission, and she was continuously pressured to remove her son from school. She was called repeatedly at work and asked to come in the same day in order for meetings for the school administrators to complain about her son. And then they told her that her son doesn't belong in the European school and that he should go to a special school for children with disabilities. In his last year of primary school, the director then told this young boy that he could not go to secondary school because he was never going to be able to catch up with the program. So he had to leave. And so his mother tried to enroll him in a Belgian school, but after showing the records from his from the European school, not a single secondary school in the Belgian system accepted him. So now he goes to a private school, which costs over 20,000 euros a year, most of which gets reimbursed by the European Commission, yet they still had to go through this entire ordeal.